Now, the top of the hour on the Progressive Voices channel on TuneIn presents the Green News Report.
This is storm number 27, by the way. 28 is the record, so we're only one away.
Yet another hurricane takes aim at the Gulf Coast.
The winds came with a vengeance, flames and thick smoke darkening the sky.
Yet another round of hurricane force winds and fires in California and Colorado. Plus,
you both have very different visions on climate change.
Truth and nonsense on climate change at the final presidential debate of 2020.
All of that truth and nonsense straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand back and stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
They want to spend $100 trillion. They want to knock down buildings and build new buildings with little, tiny, small windows.
Yes, so you can open them with your little, tiny, small hands. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, we are officially out of Greek letters that I know in the alphabet. So where are we now in this record-breaking storm season?
We are now up to Hurricane Zeta, another hurricane for the Gulf of Mexico. It is on track to strike near the Louisiana-Alabama border around Wednesday. Yes, we are now into the Greek alphabet because there have been so many storms in this historic 2020 Atlantic hurricane season. Zeta is the earliest 27th named storm in recorded history, arriving a full month earlier than the previous record 27th storm that hit back in 2005. Zeta is the 11th named storm to landfall in the continental United States, and that is a new record for the most U.S. landfalling storms in a single year. And Zeta also sets a new record for Louisiana as the 5th named storm to hit the state in a single season. Mm. That is a very unwelcome new record, I should add.
Poor Louisiana. Let's hope that Zeta may not hit Louisiana after all.
I don't think there's a chance of that, but let's hope that the impacts are minimal.
Okay.
Meanwhile, out west,
two of the largest fires in Colorado's history are burning dangerously close together, and there are fears that they could merge into one gigantic inferno.
Of course they will.
In Colorado, some snow has finally arrived to help firefighters slow the spread of two of the largest wildfires in state history, the Cameron Peak Fire and the East Troublesome Fire, very well named. They're both burning in the same county and could merge. The growing fires have forced the evacuation of thousands of residents and the closure of Rocky Mountain National Park. The three largest fires in Colorado state history have all hit since July of this year.
Still just a coincidence, just like the, what, five of the six largest fires in state history out here in California happened to all hit this year?
Yep, and in Southern California, two firefighters have been critically injured, and mandatory evacuations have been ordered for 100,000 residents during a pandemic due to the fast growth of the Silverado Fire that erupted on Monday near Irvine, south of Los Angeles. Nearly the entire state is now facing a new round of extreme fire weather with dangerous hurricane-force winds and extremely low humidity. Utilities cut electricity to thousands across the state so that their equipment didn't spark new fires.
It is late October. How long is this fire season expected to continue?
Fire season's pretty much year-round now, so good luck with guessing that one.
Mm.
Finally, in the final presidential debate of the endless 2020 election, Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden laid out starkly different visions on climate change. Donald Trump has presented no formal plan to address climate change, and indeed plans to further expand domestic fossil fuel extraction, making climate change even worse. Trump again took credit for President Obama's policies that have reduced air and water pollution and carbon emissions, along with delivering some colorful lies about windows and birds and wind energy and more. Biden pressed his $2 trillion plan to reinvigorate the U.S. economy and create millions of jobs by acting to solve climate change.
$2 trillion?
$2 trillion.
Donald Trump says it's $100 trillion.
And Donald Trump is lying.
Oh.
Biden's plan also includes upgrading the nation's infrastructure and transitioning to clean energy. But the biggest moment of the night was when Biden acknowledged the scientific reality that the U.S. will transition away from fossil fuels.
I would transition from the oil industry, yes.
Oh,
I would
that's
transition.
A big statement.
It is a big statement.
That's a
because
big statement.
I would stop.
Why would you do that?
Because the oil industry pollutes significantly. Oh. Because it has to be replaced by renewable energy over time.
We
and
have
that's
one
maybe
final
the biggest
question.
Statement in terms of business. That's the biggest statement.
Okay.
We have to move toward a net zero emissions. The first place to do that by the year 2035 is in energy production. By 2050, totally.
Corporate media portrayed Biden's statement as a gaffe, as opposed to noting the rising costs of Trump's denial as climate impacts accelerate. It was likely the first time that the public heard a national leader be honest about the scientific reality that we must phase out fossil fuels.
It wasn't a gaffe. He was telling the truth. Good for Joe Biden there. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, please check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
So this is what the truth feels like.
Please help Progressive Voices support the Green News Report by stopping by bradblog.com/donate.